Presenting this week's story, Gifts from the Unknown, Part 4.
Nate, it is about 13 weeks since we started dropping gifts to the Ecuadorian Wairani from your plane. We have given them dozens of gifts.
Yep, and Ed, you remember how confused they were at first. By the second week, they started running to where our bucket or basket of gifts landed. By the sixth visit, they started sending return gifts.
Their gifts were fascinating, especially when you think they were coming from people considered murderers by the outside world.
Earlier, an oil company had sent in workers to do investigative work. The Wairani killed them. That was the end of the oil company's interest. There was alarming discussion that the Ecuadorian government might get rid of the Wairani problem by sending in the military. We are anxious to reach the Wairani before they are killed by the government.
Think what we have been given. I'm not sure what it means. We have received a pet parrot, a feathered headdress, food, and pottery sent in our bucket. The Wairani even cleared trees so we could see the ground more easily from the plane. They made a rough model airplane on a platform so we could identify their location.
Their behavior is astonishing, but not totally reassuring. Maybe they will want to spear us.
October 29, 1955. Jim Elliott, using a loudspeaker, shouted from Nate's plane friendly Wairani phrases he had learned from Dayuma. He and Nate were flying about 1,500 feet up in the air. Hopeful, the Wairani understood them.
Betty Elliott, Jim's wife who was working with her husband among the neighboring Quechuas, wrote in her diary,
"Jim and the guys have been able to sight the Wairani clearly. Their houses and canoes. All feel it is time for us to make some definite move in their direction. I have been wondering if I should go. Perhaps the presence of a woman and baby would help the initial impression. Lord, I am thine."
All five of the young missionary men understood that there was danger, but also time was lessening before the government moved in. November 26, Jim Elliott made a second Wairani flight with Nate. He wrote,
"We saw more land clearing. A second house had a model airplane carved on the house ridge. It seemed an old man stood beside the house and waved with both his arms, as if to signal us to come down. Wairani waving at me to come. God send me soon to the Wairani."
The men were anxious to make contact but not oblivious to danger. After consulting a military friend, Nate said,
"If a plane has engine trouble in Wairani territory, it would be wise to carry firearms. The Wairani have shown respect for guns carried by the Quechuas and others. They would not easily attack armed men."
By December, the men agreed that they would not defend themselves. Hopefully, the presence of guns or firing into the air would stop the Wairani from attacking them. It was a difficult decision and not made lightly.
By Christmas 1955, Jim, Nate, Ed, Pete, and Roger had few days left on Earth. Join as we learn of the events of January 8th and 9th, 1956. Our recording team is Barbara Steiner, Gwen Crawford, and I, Carlos Gomez. Please investigate thisweekstory.com.